is a question in Ilchot Edut. We know that something which is obvious from Sivara, an Ed that's a Nogeya, that means he has an interest in his testimony. So of course he's going to be Pasul to testify, because he's not objective. He has a bias. The Halakha writes that any edut that a person has any benefit from, he's going to be pasul. Now that's up to the judges to decide the level of the bias. Sometimes the judges will say, nah, it's too far. You know, you can always find some type of benefit. But if the judges say that, no, this is something that's very close, they can render him pasul. That's the way the halakha brings down in Choshen Mishpat, in Siman Lamezayin, the Rama brings it down over there in Seif Yudhet. The question that we discussed today is brought down by some of the poskim. What about if a witness gets paid? If a witness gets paid, you're not allowed to pay a witness to testify. If a witness saw something, for example, I cannot say, here's, I'll give you $100, please come to the Beit Din and testify for me. He's nogeya. He's on the payroll. I'm giving him money. That's clear that a notel sakhar is pasul le'edut. So they have a big question in the poskim. What about the rabbi that's misadid the kiddushin? The rabbi that's misadid the kiddushin, the custom is they give him something. It was brought down in the poskim. The minhag was they give the rabbi a fee to misadid the kiddushin. And usually what happens under the chuppah, the rabbi says, okay, I'll be one witness and bring somebody else. Well, he's getting paid. And he has an interest here, because if the wedding doesn't go off right, he won't get paid. So therefore, what do we say in such a case? So some poskim wanted to say that the misader, if he gets money, so he should not be an aid for the kiddushin or for the ketubah. However, the askamata poskim, the general consensus of the poskim is that it's okay. When did the rabbi say that it's forbidden? That's if you're paying the guy to come and testify. Here, he's there already. He came already and he's there and he's looking at the kiddushin. You can't tell a guy who's home, here's $100, come to the Beit Din to go say for me. But if he's there already, could be it's a little easier. It's a little more room to be mekel. And anyway, this is not a testimony on something. This is you just looking at something. It's not like you have to say anything. Maybe the only time it's pasul to pay a witness when you tell him to come testify something. You're not talking about testify anything. Just look at the kiddushin. Just look at it and see that it happens. You want to just mekayim it. You want to just make the ceremony happen. Not that you want him to make a testimony necessarily. In any event, the ma'aseh is brought down in the Sefer Mesos Hatan that the menag is to be lenient, to let the Rav Mesadir Kiddushin be a Bein Ed. Just one point that's brought down by the Sfarim HaKiddushim, when we said it's the custom to give the rabbi who's Mesadir, says there's three people that it's custom that they give Sakhar to, they pay. That's the Rab, the Hazan, and the Shamosh. They give a remez on this. Says Rahash Libi Davar Tov. Davar Tov is money. Davar Tov. Rahash Libi. Rahash Rashitevod Rav Hazan Veshamosh. There was one time a lady, a couple, they were not able to have children. She was Akara Bar Minnan. So they went to the rabbi, and the rabbi said, because the husband does not give the money to the rabbi and the Hazan and the Shamosh, and therefore Borei Olam switched from Rahash, he made it Rachel, Hannah, and Sarah, which are three Akarot. Wow. And therefore, if a person wants to be saved, Hashem Shalom, from these Akarot, then he has to fulfill the other Rahash Yubar Tov. But that being said, it's not going to possess the Rav Mesadir as a...